Father, we thank you for your word in a day that seems like people have gone crazy. We thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for eyes to see and ears to hear. We thank you for truth. You are the truth. You are the way. You are the life. We just give you freedom now in Jesus' name. Amen. Just want you to know you're listening to Living in His Presence Church. And if you're new, our mission is to share what the Bible says and expose error in the church and outside of the church, because there's error both places, not just in the church, but also outside it, and to provide encouragement to stay on the narrow path. And the world wants a wide path, but God said it's a narrow path. I'm not sure where to open up here. Let's look at John chapter 8. And then we'll go to Acts. I was going to start in Acts, but it's good to just see what the enemy's plan is. John 8:44. This is Jesus speaking and is saying, "You are the father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him." It's funny, when I was reading this today, I thought of fact checkers. There is no truth in these fact checkers. You go along with the agenda or you're out. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And when we were going to church for so many years, we never talked about the devil. He was under our feet and we were on top and rising and we were above and we were just... And meanwhile, nobody was taking part in their schools. They weren't doing much. They just lived in this bubble called church. And so much was happening. Well, I kind of want to answer some questions today about what's happening in America. Even when we were in my hometown, Brainerd, this weekend, people want to know what's going on. It's like, what is happening to our world? And they can't seem to get straight answers, because all they hear is bad news. And everyone's tired of bad news. People that I was talking to don't even listen to the news anymore. It's just like, we want to laugh and have fun, and all you hear is bad news, bad news, bad news. So I want to just kind of explain a couple of things. Let's look in Acts chapter 16. The enemy attacks two ways. He always has, and this is what the Bible tells us, how he operated back when the Bible was written. He attacked from within, and then he attacks through outward persecution. And we have not seen a lot of persecution, thankfully, in the West, but I believe it's coming. And the conservative, the whole thing about conservatives are being silenced. And why is this? Why is this happening, and what is it? Let's connect some dots. But here in Acts chapter 16, let's look at verse 16, and we can see just everything's in the Bible. If you really look at it, it's just like, there it is, right there. Okay, so Acts chapter 16, verse 16. "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer..." You'd think if you're going someplace and serving the Lord, you'd be protected, right? "They were going to prayer, and a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying." What does that mean? It's predicting the future. Yes. Today we'd call them prophets. What are the prophets saying? We'd put them on our prophetic teams today. That's where we'd put this lady right here. That's sad. "The same followed Paul and us, crying, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, which showeth unto us the way of salvation.'" Now you'd think, well, this is true. Yeah. This woman that's possessed of a spirit of divination is speaking truth. We want her on our side and our team. But no, this is the thing. Just because they speak some truth, there's a plan. They speak truth to get you on their side. They speak truth to get a crowd. They speak truth to be popular. "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days." So for a long time, they didn't do anything about it. And that's kind of the way it is. Sometimes you'll say, something's not right with this person here, or something's just wrong. What is it? Well, eventually it comes to surface, right? But Paul being, what was he, grieved? Have you ever been grieved? You're walking around and something happens, you're just like, oh, something just, it's like a the Holy Spirit inside of you is grieved, and he lets you know he's grieved, and you feel it. Being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit. Now, he didn't address the woman. He was dealing with the Spirit inside the woman. I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. So you can see here, this is a demonic spirit that wants to inhabit people. And the result of was that she made a lot of money for her masters. Notice that word, masters. And when her masters saw the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. So now first they try to invade. They try to come into the place that Paul was. They invade it. They pretend that they're good. They pretend that they're prophetic. And then all of a sudden now they get exposed and now they attack. They attack Paul, and what do? They throw him out. Verse 22, the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison. So here we see persecution. If the infiltration doesn't work, and you spot that, it's always another attack. So you got to watch, right? Paul didn't need the endorsement of demons, and neither do you. We don't need people that operate in those kind of spirits. And let me tell you, they are everywhere. It seems like right now the infiltration of the church. And if you try to speak about it, people look at you like, there was someone I was talking to who was sitting underneath false prophets. And she goes, I know there's false prophets, but I don't know any of them. And I thought, all the things that I try to teach, and I led this person to the Lord, so I feel responsible. They don't get it. And then when you try to explain it to them, this is a family member, and then they think you're touching the anointed, so they don't want to talk about it. And that's quite the way the enemy has gotten into the church, is that talk about how great the leaders are. You can never, and we're not supposed to be running leaders down. I'm not saying that. But the point is, when their enemy is in there, now people don't know how to address it. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't know who to go to. And as a result, people don't know where to go to church anymore. People don't know what's of God, what's not of God. You know, there's so much confusion. Well, this guy's 90% right, but he's 10% error. This guy's 10% error. Nobody knows what to do. And this is the state of the church right now. And I believe this second part, if you don't go along with what's coming, we'll talk about that a little bit. But because they were saying that they exceedingly trouble our city. So if you don't go along with the agenda, if they can't use you, then they attack you. So this is a strategy to mix truth with error, to infiltrate the truth. So just because someone speaks truth, you have to watch out that they don't also bring in the error, right? So this spirit of divination, which was fortune telling, today we'd call it the prophetic movement. This is sad. As a prophet, most would have put her on the prophetic team. She's so positive. We just have to have her on staff. She'll draw a crowd. It's not about the crowd. In fact, Jesus was always thinning out the crowd, wasn't he? You want to leave too? So they attract the people, then they speak truth, they gain their trust, and then all of a sudden it's infiltrated. A false spirit did control her. So there's two roads to attacking the church. The first one's infiltration. Attack it from within. We've talked a lot about this. I won't go into it. And it usually comes in an unguarded area. And here this woman came in. She was going to prayer. It seemed like it was just the right thing to do, go to prayer. And she started doing all this. So you have to have your discernment on in this day, no matter where you are. If it's prayer, if it's preaching, if it's worship, if it's altar call ministry, whatever it is, you have to make sure you're listening to the Lord. And if you get grieved, there's a reason why you're getting grieved. Don't ever underestimate that you hear from the Lord and your spirit knows truth from error, right? So many times I look back and I go, I had a bad feeling about that, but I overruled it because everybody else was doing it. Everyone else preached this. We all just did this. And my fault was, I kind of got out of the word of faith, but I was more into the prophetic and the glory and all that. Yeah. So you can listen to one of my YouTubes, why I left the word of faith and why I left the prophetic movement. That was huge back in the 90s. So the first way the enemy attacks is infiltration, get in the inside. And the second one is persecution and attack it from without. And persecution is being harassed. And we're seeing this today. I don't know if you guys know how much is really happening around the world, but people are being harassed and persecuted for standing on certain things. And our morals are being attacked. Our genders, our races, everything is divide and conquer. And you've got to keep your eyes on the Lord, or this can bring you down into deep depression. Because it's just like, what can we do? It just seems like the whole world is turned upside down. Well, there's been a plan. So an example of infiltration that I want to talk about just for a second is the emergent church. The emerging church. And this is what they believe. And catch this, if this is happening wherever you are going. As the culture changes, they say, a new church should emerge in response. And what is this new emergent church? Experiences, voices, hearing things. You don't have to read the Bible now. You should, you know, get in the glory and get in the spirit. What's God speaking to you? It can be anything you want him to say. It can be your own head and you say it's God. And you're running around in circles and you're deceived because you don't base anything from the source, because now the source is being told it. The Bible's outdated. So you have to emerge. And you have to go to the next level. Yeah. Those are all key words. This emergent church, this leads to a liberal, loose translation of the Bible. Boy, they bring out their new Bibles and they bring out their new visitations. And John, this guy's had an experience now that he went to heaven and he saw John 22, I think it is, or something. And he's got his own version of what's going to happen. And people, oh, you went to heaven? And God's not going to reveal things like that. But if you're taken in by this emergent church, you will be taken in and follow people instead of following the Bible and the Lord. Because what they do in this whole emergent church is discredit the Bible. The Bible is no longer the source. The devil hates the Bible. So if you were the devil, wouldn't you want to get people not to read it, look at it, make up something new, add to, take away? Well, that's what he's doing. So it becomes, and the emergent church is two things, anti-biblical and ecumenical. Ecumenical means everybody unites. There's no more absolute truth. It's just, I take part of your truth, you take part of mine. And this is the big part of the world religion, ecumenical, unity of all religions. We don't want to offend anyone except for God. Compromising and watering down the scripture. Now in Revelations 2, 14 through 17, Jesus' letter to the church of Pergamos, he warns people about tolerating the doctrine of Balaam, which is really money, doing things for money, changing false doctrines, teach false doctrines, and leading others away from the Lord, the Nicolaitans. And it doesn't say much about the Nicolaitans, but from what I've gathered and researched, it's the top down. It's someone that's on top and everybody else is really beneath them. They hear from God, but you don't. They put all these heavy burdens on you, and you have to do this. You have to confess it so many times a day. You have to do this. You have seven ways to get your ticket with God. How to write your own ticket. Say it. Do it. It's all this stuff. This was infiltration. And I took this hook, line, and sinker. I thought, oh, this man seen Jesus seven times. But the funny thing about this man seeing Jesus seven times, every time he changed the doctrine of the Bible. That wasn't God. So we're not to tolerate it. We're to expose it. Well, it doesn't seem like love. It is love to tell the truth. And you think about the real Jesus. The real Jesus wasn't the kind little, you know. Yeah. He spoke right. He said, you're of the father, the devil. just so you're of the Father. He was a murderer. He's a liar. Blah, blah, blah. Today we wouldn't even say those words, but he was blunt and bold. So today what we call a great awakening could more accurately be called a great falling away. Why is all this? What's the infiltration to divide and conquer, to bring division? I believe they send people in churches to attack the pastors, pastor's wife. They'll do whatever they can to destroy a true church of the Lord. Now in 2 Timothy 4, 3 through 4, it says, they will turn away from the truth, have itching ears, and turn to fables. Now if you're listening to any of these false prophets around, it's fables. What they're talking about is not reality. And the more and more you see what's going on in the world, the devil doesn't want us to face reality. He wants us to be on something, to soften reality, listen to something that's not reality. Now these new vision glasses to distort reality. In Christ, you can face reality. There's hard times, there's good times. There's loss, there's a time to grieve. I mean, it's not all roses here, but this is our testing ground, amen. Right? And we have to endure to the end. Keep our eyes on the Lord, regardless who goes to the right or the left. You follow the Lord, amen. Right? So today, what's called a great awakening, be careful. Because, oh, we need a great awakening. Yeah, we do, but not the kind that they're bringing us. Right. It's more accurately a great falling away. They want us to be turned to fables. So now we're seeing a false revival with a false gospel, false evangelists, false converts, and false joy. Yes. And I was in all that. That's why I think I can talk about it, because I've been there, not condemning anyone, but want to get out of it. Get out of the popular Christianity and get into what the Bible really says and read those scriptures that just don't make sense. Because sometimes they say, well, I left so-and-so sick. Oh, you can't be sick. Well, the Bible they did. Oh, that doesn't fit up with seven ways to get what I want from God. But the great delusion, it puts self always about us. Everything's always about us. Our positive words and vibes. That's New Age. In place of God. Now it's in place of God. In seeking power for self, what do? They open themselves up, and I would say I did the same thing. You open yourself up to the power of the enemy, voices and spirits that are telling you things that are not of God. There are other spirits out there, and you don't want to open yourself up to them. Oh, what's the spirit saying? What are the prophets saying? That's what I used to do. I said, what are the prophets saying? I want to go look up. Then I found out these were not true men of God. It was just a fake movement. An example from, this is one of the guys that I know, he's passed away now, but this was a regular preacher at our church. This is a quote from him. Prayer is man giving God permission or license to interfere in earth's affairs. Think of how arrogant that is. Prayer is man giving God permission or license to interfere in earth's affairs. God can do nothing on earth unless a human gives him access. God can do nothing, he says. He can only do what you permit him to do. That is totally false. This guy used to come and preach at our church. Another false teacher says, God has the power to take life, but he can't. He's bound. You choose. He's bound. Okay, I'll just give you a clue. His first name was Jesse. Okay. He's bound. You choose when you live and when you die. You choose. Really? You really are something, aren't you? What is this? This is the gospel according to Jesse and Kenneth.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it's narcissism. How arrogant. Anyway, this makes me not real popular when I say stuff like this. So the mainstream church is in a false revival of new thought. People don't hear about New Thought, but if they'd go study what New Thought really is, this is where the Word of Faith comes in and all these other things come in. It's a mind healing movement. If you just say it enough times and you get it, and you know what? It's never worked for them either. That's why they have to go into hospitals under other names, because they preach this, but it doesn't work for them either. And I was in this movement, and I knew a lot of these people. In a mind healing movement, sin and disease is based on, they say, wrong thinking. Just change your thinking. You know how much work that is to take the responsibility? This one person I know of, he said, well, my wife had cancer. I don't know how I allowed it into my house. And then she got it again. I'm like, well, you allowed it again then. That's how crazy this is, that you take responsibility for things that, you know, you really have no control. But they believe you can control it. But it's funny because the people preaching this, it didn't work for. One of them, I got to meet his, or talk to his nurse, and she was telling me all the heart medicine he was on. And he was a Word of Faith, the father of the Word of Faith. I was like, why don't they just tell the truth instead of pretending that they're healed all the time? They struggle just like everyone else struggles. And there's freedom in telling the truth. Am I being too mean?
Nope.
Mental healings and positive confessions, the law of attraction, all these things now. And of course, if you sow a seed, you're going to be rich.
Of course.
You got to sow more.
Yeah.
But the only one that I see prospering is the guy in the pyramid in the top. Wakey, wakey.
Mm-hmm.
New Thought is now called positive thinking, possibility thinking. Norman Vincent Peale taught this possibility thinking, which is totally not the gospel. And our last president, this was his pastor. Mm-hmm. Positive confession, positive mental attitude, and inner healing. This is all part of New Thought. Now, what's happening in America? What's going on? This is some of the things I want to close with. We need to know about Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky, you might have known the last couple presidents, not this last one, but the ones before. The change, it's all about change. This was Saul Alinsky's favorite word, change. Why do we need to know about this? Because it's being used to transform churches from within. Mm-hmm. That's what we were talking about, from within, and attacks from without. And they're turning their members into community organizers.
Yes.
His goal, Saul Alinsky's goal, what we're seeing today, you can call it many names, but it's the isms.
Yes.
And I don't want to say it because I don't want to get... the last couple I've said things that I've stretched a little and we got kind of shadow banned again. His goal is the isms. Penetrate the middle class and the churches. Change was his favorite word. The Bible warns in Daniel the wrong kind of change. Beware of those that are given to change. Moving in the wrong direction. To change what? To change laws? To change morals? Are we seeing that? Are we seeing laws being changed? Are we seeing parents being attacked if they don't go along with certain agendas? Are we seeing schools being teaching and pushing different things? It's being forced upon us now. Alinsky dedicated his book. Now it's 21, I think it's 21 Radicals. I forget the title of it now. It'll come to me in a minute. The first book, he dedicated this book of his to Lucifer.
Yeah, true.
21 Rules of Radical something or other. Rules for Radicals, okay. This is what he said. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and got his own kingdom was Lucifer. He wants the isms, and his followers want change, to disorganize the old and organize the new, page 116 in his book. An organizer, in page 117, must stir up dissatisfaction, and discontent, agitate to the point of conflict.
Right.
Sometimes you turn on the news and these, I don't know what you call them. Are they women? I don't know what they are anymore, but they're just annoying. I was just like, shut her off. It's these organizers. It's these ones that stir up conflict.
Right.
We've been seeing it in Minneapolis for the last, 3 years?
Yeah.
This is where they desire to take our nation. This is where they want to take the nation, to become a socialistic state dedicated to destroy our Constitution, bit by bit, yet hide it from the public. So many people don't see what's going on because it's hidden, and doublespeak, and we're being gaslit all the time. John 8:44 says, we're not ignorant of his devices. We're not. It's funny that we call our phones the devices, isn't it? We're not ignorant of his devices. He's come to what? His mission is to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's one of the things in John 10 there, it talks about, it's really talking about false teachers, because that's what they do. They steal, they kill, and they destroy. They destroy your faith. And the last thing, I found this article on change and the culture war, and it's been termed cultural Marxism. So what we're dealing with is a little bit of Marxism and fascism, and I don't even have a title for it, so whatever you want to call it, but it's to bring change to America. Infect the school system, higher education. Boy, the colleges today, you need to pray if your kids are going to school and colleges. If they come out with their faith, it's going to be a miracle.
True.
Mass media, entertainment, the traditional family, the courts, and American politics. And they're both corrupt. But I don't care what you say, both sides. It's no longer what we think it is.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of innocent people on both sides that don't understand what's really going on. But it's the isms coming into place. And I want to just close with a couple quotes here. The Marxists observably deny the biological reality, listen to this, of gender and race, and argue that gender and race are social constructs. Are we dealing with that right now? Change. Cultural Marxism documentary. Okay, now listen to this. This was one of their statements. The revolution won't happen with guns. Rather, it will happen incrementally, year by year, generation by generation. We will gradually infiltrate their educational institutions, their political offices, transforming them slowly into Marxist entities as we move towards universal egalitarianism.
Wow.
Let me say that again. The revolution won't happen with guns. Rather, it will happen incrementally. That means little by little by little. Year by year, generation by generation, we will gradually infiltrate. Remember, we were talking about infiltration. And acts, their educational institutions and their political offices, transforming them slowly into Marxist entities as we move towards universal egalitarianism. This was by Max Horkheimer. I'm just not making this up. And they're talking now, as things are changing, there's new breeds that are infiltrating the political arena. The people that are holding a more traditional view are being pushed out and censored in modern day public square, which is the social media. Have you noticed it's hard to say things? A lot of people just have left Facebook, different places, because they're always being thrown in Facebook jail.
Right.
For what? Speaking something that's not the agenda.
Right.
So fewer and fewer voices are being heard, and that's why I say thank you for those that are helping us. We're going to keep preaching as long as we can, as long as the doors are open. People need to know what is going on.
Right.
And so the Bible says it, but how does it apply today?
Right.
What is the evil that we need to expose today? What's happening to our Bibles? What's happening to our churches? And now what's happening to the middle class?
Exactly.
And this is where the attack is. They want to get rid of the middle class. Prices are going higher. We're all living through this, right? But what is it? Here it is. We're living in time similar to that of the book of Judges, where the scriptures say, every man did which was right in his own eyes. Judges 21:25. I think that's it for now. So we're living in the day, and you're here by design. Sometimes I was like, oh, Lord, I wish I could have lived in my parents' day. Well, we grew up riding bikes, and now they're going to force you to ride bikes. If you don't know, you know the agenda, the 15-minute cities, all the different things they want. Will they get it? I don't know. We'll see what happens. But they want to bring down corporations. They're doing this on purpose to bring this woke. They're canceling things. And we're like, well, we're just going to boycott that. Well, yeah, right, but they're also planning it. They're always a step ahead. But if you know the Lord, you see through their traps. And this is the important thing, is that we know the Lord, we see the traps, we're not confused. They want to bring confusion out of chaos. They want to bring in their new order. Well, we don't want to get in confusion, because wherever there's confusion, there's every evil work, and we know that's the devil. God's not given us a spirit of confusion. He wants you to see through it. It might be hard to hear, but you are better off if you know, because then you see the traps and you see, I'm not going to fall for that. I'm not going to be afraid. They love to use fear to torment. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So when they're trying to put all this fear, we just don't buy it. I'll just put on worship music or something. I'm like, no, is that true? Is that story true in the news? Is that now you have to doubt everything that they're bringing to us. But God told us that this would happen, right? So just think of how we have the Holy Spirit and we have the Lord. Just like back then, the Holy Spirit told Paul that that woman had a wrong spirit. Sometimes you can watch the news and go, first of all, is that a woman or a man? I don't know. Who is this person? I don't know. Is what they're saying too? We're not deceived. Be not deceived. That's the main thing. And Father, we pray that we're not deceived in this hour by anyone, by politicians, by preachers, by misled friends. Lord, we just want to stay on the narrow path. That's what you've asked us to do. Endure to the end and stay on the narrow path. Keep our eyes on you. Get our eyes off of the political system that seems like everybody's hating each other. It's just so much. This one says that, and this one says this, and let's attack this, and let's. This was never seen before in our country, the things we are seeing now. Give us strength. Give us your power to walk through the valley of the shadow of death that we're seeing so many things. And let us be a refuge for our grandchildren and our children. And Lord, we pray for favor. Sometimes it's our kids that don't want to hear us. And we've studied and we've researched and they don't want to hear. Just like we didn't want to when our parents were telling us stuff. Boy, the history repeats itself. So we pray, Father, just help us. Help us walk through this day and hour and let us know what's really going on, because we have an enemy. We know he's defeated, but right now he's having his heyday. So we are not discouraged. We're going to keep our eyes on you. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2. And on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.